DW.
I'm doing my checks. Everything is good.
Preparations for the next flight are underway.
This is full.
Ahmed Makaya and his colleagues place the plastic drone on its launch site and start up the systems. In the middle of the Congolese jungle near the city of Mandambaka, vaccines are being transported using modern technology. Coordinator Makaya explains.
The drone makes it easier for us to supply medicine to places that are otherwise very difficult to reach. In doing so, it reduces inequality in healthcare here.
Le drone permet de réduire les inégalités de santé.
The drone, which is owned by a private organization, can fly up to 200 kilometers into the jungle. They could also use it to deliver COVID-19 vaccines, says Makaya, if there were any here to begin with.
When you fight a pandemic, you don't just focus on one part of the world and forget about the other. We would be willing to help the government with the distribution.
The metropolis of Mubandaka is located in the middle of the rainforest on the banks of the Congo River. Here in the trading city, no one knows how many coronavirus cases there have actually been so far. Testing is rare around here. Everyone we speak to says they definitely want to be vaccinated.
If our government makes it possible, absolutely.
It's a good thing, just like when we vaccinate children against diseases.
There are also vaccine skeptics in the country, but we don't meet any in Mubandaka. At the city's health center, doses of the yellow fever vaccine are being loaded into pickup trucks. They have been donated. The Democratic Republic of Congo can't afford it on its own. The same goes for the COVID-19 vaccine. But so far, Mubandaka has received enough to vaccinate just 440 people. The DRC is relying on the so-called COVAX initiative, which aims to ensure equal access to vaccines for poorer countries. But so far, it hasn't worked here. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, only 0.1% of the population is vaccinated. At the health center in Mubandaka, physician Jean-Robert Izanjula coordinated the national vaccination programs. He knows exactly how important it is to fight coronavirus and other viral diseases, because the city is surrounded by a rainforest, which humans are encroaching on more and more. This means animal-borne diseases are more likely to spread to the local population. Most recently, people here fell ill with the Ebola virus last summer. Monitoring cases is therefore essential, explains Izanjula.
We need to stay alert and follow up all the cases and unusual situations that may arise.
Otherwise, the next coronavirus, perhaps even the next pandemic, could begin here. DW.